Okay. These are built on a false foundation. I don't think there's as many people with the pride thing, but I think we have to do the low self-esteem before we can get to the pride thing. There's no one here, I don't believe, who can bring down these houses without having let God do some work in you, whether it's here or another ministry or whatever, to unarm. Or maybe it wasn't that strong of a house anyway. Do you know what I'm saying? He said, unless it gets unarmed. He says it. He doesn't say, I cast you out in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, and that's the end of it. He says, he gives one of the most detailed understandings of true deliverance right there. He says that unless that strong man is unarmed, he's just going to come back to his home and make you worse. Okay? That's what he says. So many of us have done that. Here's what I always believe. Whether you get completely free tonight from this tonight has nothing to do with it. Whatever God does tonight, whether he totally delivers you from this false foundation and this false house, which I think a lot of you he will, or whether it's just another part of him unarming it. So who cares? God's going to work. This isn't about formulas. This isn't making something up. Lord, I know this. I am this much closer to being completely free from anything the enemy wants to do. For those of you who have really, you really do like yourself in your thinking now, you really know their self-esteem, you know that what's going on in this house does not line up at all with who you are in Christ, and you know that, and it's almost frustrating that it's still hanging in there, because you know that you know. You know God made you good. You know there's gifts and talents. You know he's dealt with the fears. You know this. Well, basically what you've done is you've gone on that journey to where the house in you that God has built in that resting place is stronger than this thing now. And so let those houses go again. Let the house of God in you, let what he's built in you bring that down. For some of you, let's just disarm it. Let's keep going deeper and deeper, and let's make that commitment today to do what it takes to disarm it, which is not believing what the devil says. No matter if you got to stand up and read the Bible to yourself, no matter if you can't moan and groan anymore, give up the way you used to be and believe what God says. And where it hurts, but run to God. Get more of God. Get more into the things of God, okay? Because you're on a journey. You got eternity. Don't worry about it. But let's get free, okay? So I'm trying to think, is the Lord showing anybody anything as how we're to deal with these houses? All right, with your cards. Those are those houses you built if you have them. That's just like your particular floor plan. You know, think about that. Every houses are designed different. This is your floor plan. Oh, we got bitterness here. Oh, we got insecurity here. Oh, we got hatred here. Oh, there's a little murder here. Oh, there's this here. Oh, no, there's nothing but intellect here. You know, nothing but good stuff in mine. Good stuff that is of the tree of good that will still destroy you. Do you know what I'm saying? It's all in your heart. If I look at somebody and say, oh, gosh, it's like that guy who prays and says, oh God, thank you that I'm not like them. That's where the problem is. Well, who do you think you are like? Okay. All right. So has anybody given anything about these? We're going to blow these houses down.